Area Crushers, Tom Kramick. He is actually walking around that outfield right now. He's scoping it out, making sure there's no divots in that turf so that I don't sprain an ankle or, God forbid, do something more than that tomorrow. Tom, how are you?
You're not going to be camping out, Bull. You're going to be covering it like water covers the earth.
Yeah, right.
You're going to be everywhere. As a matter of fact, we may only put two outfielders out there, you and someone else, so you don't look lonely.
Oh, my God. If you put two outfielders out there and I'm one of them, there might be a record set tomorrow for inside the park home runs. And, you know, one of your season ticket holders, Ron Pelequin, told me he's going to be sitting in his normal spot. He said he'll have EMS on call and even have a couple of oxygen masks ready for me also. So, I may...
We got an AED out here at the park. We'll jumpstart you.
Oh, good. I might need that. If there's me and one other person in the outfield, we could be in for a rude awakening. That could make things pretty interesting tomorrow, that's for sure. Well, we know there's a big softball game going on tomorrow. We'll get to tomorrow here in just a few, but I want to talk about the festivities that are going on in Crusher Land tonight, because this tonight really kind of kicks off this big weekend with all the Cleveland sports legends that are in attendance. Who is there tonight, and what's going on tonight?
We've got a VIP reception at the Brew Kettle Bar and Plaza, which is up on the third base side for your listeners who have been out to Springer Stadium in the past. We've got about 100 folks coming out. We've got several of our legends coming out. Carlos Baerga is going to be here. Joe Charbonneau, Len Barker, Bob Golic, Josh Cribbs. Bernie can't make it tonight. He had a previous commitment. I'm not sure. Travis Hafner and Matt Wilhelm are going to make it tonight. I think they were sort of late to the party on this thing. They're going to be in the game, but they may not be out here tonight. Andrew Davis is going to be out here tonight, who I'm really excited to meet.
Andrew Davis is a character. Love Davis. Actually, he was kind enough to join us in the show last week. And, you know, when he retired, his last year with the Crushers was 2014, and they had asked, hey, you know, do you want to be one of the folks to come down here and say a couple of words about Davis? I said, sure, I'd be more than happy to do that. So I go down onto the field, and I'm thinking, what am I going to say? Because Davis was one of those guys that gave me all kinds of stories to tell off the air, but there are pretty much no stories I could repeat about Davis. Incredible player, obviously. And I remember as I'm giving this speech, I said, you know, when I first started doing this, they told me that you've got to be sure that you can differentiate the stories that you can repeat on the air and the ones that you can't. And I said, Davis, I'd like to personally thank you for giving me 75% of those stories I can never retell on the air, because that's just the kind of guy that Davis was. You'll love Davis. Davis is an absolute trip. So he'll be there tonight.
That's why we're not broadcasting tonight, so we can hear some of those stories.
Oh, hey, you know what? The cuffs will be off tomorrow. I'm sure he'll tell plenty of those stories for tomorrow. So that should be a lot of fun. You mentioned that there were a couple of new additions to the Cleveland Sports Legends roster for tomorrow. So there's somewhere in the area of 10 on this list now, correct?
Yeah, we have 9 sports legends. If you add Andy Bartsch to that, it's a double-digit 10 count. We added Travis Hafner this past week. We added Matt Wilhelm. And I think it's going to be fun watching some of these football guys who are incredible athletes get up there and swing a bat or try and field a ground ball or, you know, sort of step out of their comfort zone a little bit to try the softball out tomorrow night. So Hafner and Wilhelm joining this week, that takes us to 9. It should be a great event. We're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it should be a blast, because what you've done is you've created a terrific laid-back atmosphere. It's an environment where these guys obviously are going to feel comfortable. You know, you've got a nice charitable tie into this as well. And, you know, for those who are thinking about going down there, what you get is you get a chance to see these guys when they're not really in the true die-hard spirit of competition. It's so laid-back. It's going to be such a cool atmosphere. And I know after the game tomorrow, too, the fun doesn't stop after I embarrass myself in the outfield. If you're looking to go down there for only that reason. You guys also have a fireworks show, and explain that this golf ball drop. What exactly is that?
Well, after the game, the first thing that's going to be available to the fans is an on-field autograph session. Each of the Legends players is going to have their own table where they'll sign, they'll take photos. Again, you can chat with them one-on-one and really get to spend some quality time with them. After that, were doing a golf ball drop. Now, this was set up by Rays of Rays Auto. Avon Fire Department has been generous enough. They're going to bring out a truck and drop golf balls. This is done through, I believe, the Lorraine Chamber. And the closest to the pin is going to win a prize. I'll be honest with you, I don't know all the details of it. The important thing I know is that I don't have to pick up all the golf balls. And then after the golf ball drop, we're doing a fireworks show. So we threw the kitchen sink into this thing. Anything fun or unique or different, we're going to give it a shot tomorrow night. We're going to be doing interviews with the players on the field between innings. So you can hear them talk about their great memories of playing in Cleveland and Cleveland fans. So you're right. It's going to be a very laid-back, casual atmosphere. Oh, yeah, there's a game going on, and it'll be interesting to see if the competitive athlete, each one of these guys, comes out. But I think they understand this is about interacting with the fans and having fun.
Absolutely. There's no question about that. This is going to be a blast. I'm excited to take part in this. It's going to be so much fun. Now, how do these teams get divvied up? Now, is it going to be five legends on one team, five on the other, or is it going to be all legends against the other folks who are going to be in this as well? How does all that work?
It's a very secretive process, Bull. I'm not sure I can share that with you. It's highly classified information.
Okay.
You know, with all the leaks going on in Washington right now, I don't want to let it out. But we essentially divided up the five legends, pulled some names out of a hat, and said, okay, that looks good.
Nice. That makes me feel a little bit better, because if I was on that other – I'm on this other team with 10 legends, I'm going to be playing this game with my back to the home run wall and right or left field, wherever I end up there. And these guys are going to drop bloop singles in front of me, and I'm going to be running all day long. So I'm glad these things are split up just a little bit too. That's got me feeling at least a little bit better walking into this thing tomorrow night. Now, what's cool too is I think you've gotten so many guys involved in this from so many different walks of life. You've got guys who were hot shots with the Browns back in the 80s. You've got Indians legends from the 90s and the 80s as well, and guys who were very prominent in this area. How did all this come together? I mean, how did this whole idea and, like, where did this come together? How did this all get put together?
I would love to take credit for conjuring this up on my own, but I'm not going to do that. We stole this idea from another team in the Frontier League that does this out in the St. Louis area with just Cardinal players. But as we sat down and started to research it, obviously Indian players were at the top of the list. But the more we talked it through, well, let's get some Browns out here. I mean, this isn't a competition game. This is for fun. I mean, the fans around here love the Browns, maybe not these days, but love the Browns, love the Indians. So we really wanted to open it up to a lot of different teams and sports. That's why we also included Andrew Davis from the Crushers and Matt Wilhelm. He never played for a Cleveland professional team, but he's so well known in the area. Lorraine Sports Hall of Fame, played at Ohio State. We reached out. Hey, Matt, you want to be part of this? And he's like, sure, I'd love to.
That's great stuff. Actually, we had Matt on the show a while back when he was inducted into the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame not too long ago also. So, I mean, it really is kind of cool how you have so many different guys involved in this thing from so many different chapters of Cleveland sports history, too. It's really, really good stuff. And, I mean, I know you are a Cincinnati fan. You're a Reds fan. Maybe next year we can open this up a little bit, make it an Ohio sports legend softball game. What do you think about that?
Hey, I would love to do that. There's a lot of great Reds players that I would love to bring out here and watch them, take some BP or hit a ball or throw some around. It would be a great event. But I'm all Cleveland now, so we have to get the local guys, the names people recognize, and the guys that people of my generation, not yours, mine, grew up watching.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's going to be great stuff. I can't tell you how excited I am for this tomorrow. Again, we're talking with Tom Kramig, owner of the Lake Erie Crushers, about the Cleveland Sports Legends softball game. It takes place tomorrow night. And, again, just one more time to run through the itinerary. Gates will open at 6 tomorrow?
Gates open at 6. Some of the legends will be finishing up batting practice from 6 to 6:30. We've got some pregame festivities on the field, introductions, a couple of first pitches. First pitch of the game is at 7:05, as soon as we figure out who's pitching. I believe you communicated to me that is not a position you want to fill.
No, if I'm pitching, I can't throw strikes, even if it's just lobbing a softball. Guys will stare back at me. They will be furious because I can't find the plate. So if I'm pitching, that game will last until probably midnight.
Well, you're not pitching. We've already made that decision right. ahead of time. First pitch at 7:05. As soon as the seven-inning game ends, we're going to go right into our on-field autographs, do our golf ball drop, shoot off some fireworks.
That sounds fantastic. It's going to be such a great time had by all. Now, tickets to just the game are $20, correct?
Correct.
So $20, and if you're interested, stop by the box office. You can also call the Crushers. Go to the website, LakeErieCrushers.com as well. But boy, I tell you what, the word of this game has gotten around pretty quickly, so I highly recommend you get down to the box office and purchase those tickets yourself, or either make a phone call or go to LakeErieCrushers.com to see what tickets are still available. Crushers come back into town next Tuesday. What's coming up on the upcoming homestand?
We've got six games next week. We kick it off with the Washington Wild Things. We just finished up in Evansville. We've got games next week, Tuesday through the following Sunday. We've got a lot of fun planned. Again, we've got Friday night fireworks. We've got our Crafty Drafty on Thursday. 39 different craft beers. You haven't been out to the ballpark for a craft beer. I guess you're kind of working, aren't you?
Well, that might be slightly frowned upon if I enjoy a Crafty Drafty Thursday, you know what I mean? I enjoy going to the game and working, but I don't know that you want Harry Doyle up in that booth, do you?
I don't know. It might be entertaining.
It could be entertaining. Might not be the cleanest presentation in the world, but
might not be family friendly, huh?
No, God, no. I mean, don't get me wrong. Enjoying a Crafty Drafty brew would be a lot of fun, but you know, you have to separate work and play at some point, right?
Yeah, you do. We got kids listening. We better just keep you on the lemonade.
That's a great idea. I can do very little harm on lemonade, so I think if we cut it off right there, that'll be just fine. Tom, a pleasure as always, my friend. Certainly appreciate you taking time to join us here. I know you're a busy man. You got a lot of things going up later on today, but I will see you tomorrow, my friend. Please make sure EMS is ready and available so when I have to run down that third fly ball, I'm not in trouble.
I got to ask, have you been to the cage?
I haven't. In the process of moving this week, I planned on going. I may sneak out there after work today just because it's been so long since I played in an organized softball league and even took a swing at a softball. But my cage experience usually is pretty good. The fact that there is actually a BP session available to me tomorrow at 5:30-ish, that also helps me out a little bit, but I may try and get to the cage later today.
Just knock a little rust off, that's all.
Swing that rust away, right? It's like the first time you go out to the driving range in the spring, right?
Uh-huh, yeah, exactly.
Very similar.
Don't hurt yourself. Don't pull anything.
I make no promises. Tom,
right,
thank you as always.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, it's Tom.